Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Just let it flow.
Hey everybody, it is Patrick here. Thanks for tuning in to Rocking the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you guys to another episode of Meet the DJ. These have been proven to be pretty popular episodes, and I know that there's a lot of people out there who listen to the podcast that may have not tried out the radio station. So we thought we'd go through and meet some of the people who are actually creating these shows and maybe give you an opportunity to check out something you might be interested in. And today, all the way from the great state of Louisiana, we have Kevin Clement. Kevin, how are you, man?
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good. Always good to talk to you. Good to see you. And why don't we start with the very basics? Kevin, what is the name of your show, and when does it air on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio?
All right. It's called Miscellaneous Debris, which kind of describes the show. And it's on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And that is today as we're recording this. So that's cool. Yeah. I know just from knowing you a little bit, but why don't you explain to all the listeners, Kevin, talk a little bit about your previous DJ background, because you definitely have some experience in this field before Rocking the Suburbs.
Yeah. As probably a lot of people know, you and I share the fact that we both worked at Musicland / Sam Goody.
That's right.
The ching, ding, whatever.
Yep. Ding, ding, ding.
Worked there for a while. In high school, I actually had a teacher that also had a DJing business on the side, and I would work for him every now and again. I started doing that in high school, and then in college, while doing the Musicland thing, I bought my own equipment and started DJing while I was at school in Lafayette, Louisiana. Did that for a while, but that got a little too expensive.
And that DJing was that more like doing parties and dances and weddings and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly at the university level. They're doing dances for the different schools and all that.
Interesting. When you bought your own equipment, now, what era was that? Was that in the CD era? Or were we into the CD era yet? Okay, cool. So it wasn't like you were carting around big crates of milk crates full of records to like every gig.
No.
Okay, good. So it was a little bit easier, but we hadn't quite gotten to the MP3.
No, I had the 10-disc CD player.
Oh, sweet.
I had a 10-disc CD player with the, you know, the big catalog things of CDs in them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that would seem to be like a pretty easy way to do it if you mixed up your songs and all that.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Nowadays, it's so simple. They just bring a computer.
Yeah, exactly. Laptop. I know.
Yeah, just a laptop and a speaker, and you're good to go.
It's amazing. We were at a soccer game not long ago, and they had a DJ out in the parking lot area, tailgate area beforehand. That's all he had. Yep, he had a big speaker and a laptop. It's all you need. It's kind of amazing. It really is.
Yeah, but in my high school days, we did have the milk crates full of records and was bringing, because I was, the CD era was starting to come in, but it wasn't full throttle. So we had the 2-disc CD player and we had 2 turntables.
Right.
And you know, the whole setup.
You mentioned Miscellaneous Debris. What would you say is the philosophy of the show? Just anything and everything that sort of is laying around, you grab and put together?
Yep. Anything goes, because my musical tastes vary from classical to metal and pretty much anything in between.
Right. Exactly. It certainly does. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just try to do a little bit of everything. You know, and from one week to the next, my show could be completely different. It just depends on, you know, and that's kind of bad in some ways, because some people may be looking for, you know, one specific type of music. If you're looking for a variety and just who knows what you're going to hear, then definitely come in and listen, you know?
It is so true, man. I'm looking at the playlist for the last show that was aired last Tuesday night, and it just, you know, real quickly, we got Daft Punk, alongside Devo, Japanese Breakfast, Sparks, and Portishead, just to mention a few of the artists you threw out on that one. So that's pretty amazing.
Oh yeah. Some episodes you're going to hear Willie Nelson, or you're going to hear AC/DC, or there's no telling. It just depends on what my mood is. Lately I've been getting in the jam bandy feel. Mm-hmm. So a jam band episode may be coming before too long.
All right. That'd be very cool. And it's interesting, folks, if you go to Twitter, if you're a user of the Twitter, which is kind of what I use mainly on the socials, Kevin is at the Cajun Music Man, and you are doing, and I think you might have done it last year too, the Rock Solid Podcast Album of the Day. And yes. It's amazing just to see the variety of the stuff you're listening to, because I'll always scroll through and see that and give it a like. But it's this kind of underpins the philosophy of what Kevin is talking about, folks. It's all over the place. So that's really cool. Being from Louisiana and having a deep knowledge of that kind of music, New Orleans music, Cajun music, all the different Zydeco and all the things that get mixed up down there, were you tempted to just do a New Orleans music show, or have you thought about maybe adding that to your repertoire, or where do you kind of stand on that approach?
Yeah, I don't quite have the amount of music that I would need in order to do that.
Right.
So what I've been doing is most episodes I'll just throw in a section of, you know, four or five songs, and you know, it could be anywhere from blues, Zydeco, Cajun, doo-wop. There's, you know, all kind of different music, you know, here in Louisiana. So, of course, you know, jazz.
Yeah, you know, obviously.
You gotta have that. So I'll throw a little bit in there. Some stuff people didn't know, like back in the 50s and 60s, Baton Rouge was actually a hotbed for blues music, and we had some great blues musicians here. So I played a couple of those on last week's show, and I just kind of, just kind of mix it up. Well, the train you ride, all out of fuel. Say the man you got, stubborn as a mule. If you want to be loved, satisfied, you better bleed me, baby. You're in the guy. Just give me a chance. Just give me a chance. It's your old man. I say your old man. I've been a fool about you, baby. If it's sex with me, I can love you, woman. Bet you wouldn't forget. If you give me a chance, just give me a chance. It's your old man. I say your old man.
Yeah, what's that, boy?
Know that baseball park by my house?
Yeah, what's the matter with it?
It's animal, man.
Why ain't it animal?
Point down.
Point down?
You dig, man, you know where I used to live?
Yeah.
I don't live with animal.
Why you don't live with animal?
My wife with me, man.
Oh, boy.
Well, look, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to cut on out now.
Okay, well, let's
cut it. Because it made me want to sing again.
Okay, let's blow.
Come on, baby.
I remember it was, and I'm looking here on Twitter and trying to find it, but I was listening to one on the Mixcloud, because everybody knows my bedtime's usually 7:30, but unless it's Suburbs Fest. But you had a great segue where you played, I know it was, you started with Creedence, and you went into Alex Chilton doing Jumpin' Jack Flash, and then coming out of that,
yeah.
I think it was... boy, I don't know if it was Outkast or it was Gnarls Barkley or it was something like that, but it was an amazing.
It was Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, that was a beautiful segue. And that's a great example, too, of what you get on Miscellaneous Debris, for sure. How would you describe your hosting style, Kevin, as a DJ?
Just loose, just try and say as little as possible and get back to the music. For me, it's about the music,
right?
I forgot to mention too. Well, graduated college too. I worked at a radio station in Lafayette.
Oh yeah.
That played, it was, adult contemporary stuff. It wasn't the best stuff. And I was doing the midnight to six shift. So,
oh, wow.
But, you know, I had my voice and all back then, but now it's like years of after, you know, 'cause, you know, when I was 18, I had cancer. And, I had all the chemotherapy and all that, and my brain just doesn't work the way it used to. So sometimes it's like, I know what I want to say, but it's just not going to come out. So I'm like, okay, well, go for it.
Yeah. And just well, I love it. I mean, and I think anybody that listens to your show, it won't be long before you kind of feel comfortable with your style. 'Cause obviously it's, so great. So unpretentious and so down to earth and so, real, which is what I love about it too. And, going back to that, the station, when you worked midnight to six shift, was that did they have a playlist on that station that you had to stay inside of?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything was set out. The songs, the commercial breaks, everything was, and some things were even on cards that we had to kind of fill. So it was very, you know, you were basically just a monkey pushing buttons as
right.
well.
Right.
But we did have. A little bit, if we were able to get a little more time, we could slip a song in every now and again.
Oh, sweet.
And I did the best I could to talk as little as possible so that I could get that extra song. Right. And I'm like, okay, what's
one that I get to pick? Yeah.
So this way it was like I was in college too. I had a radio show and that was more, yeah, you know, just do whatever. And I did different types of shows and things like that. Well, I did that for 2 years while I was in school in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Oh, so. Okay. Okay, cool. So you have a lot of experience in radio and other things too. I can tell you folks from personal experience, Kevin has done work in retail as I did when I was younger, just trying to get money probably to buy records. But I remember at the first Suburbs Fest, we had some t-shirts that we had made, yeah. And Kevin came up and said, these are not how you fold t-shirts. Give me those. And like folded them all so they looked nice on the merch table. I had them like balled up, but it was a mess.
Well, we had a big ball of t-shirts and posters and stuff at our music land. So,
yep.
Yeah, I was always the one. And then afterwards, I worked retail at a department store. So that really gets you.
Yeah.
Just.
Does your wife and daughter make you fold the laundry? Is it always your job?
Know how to fold them.
Is there one or two or maybe three artists that you would say you've played more than anybody else since you've done your show? And I think just looking here, you've done about 30, right? 30-ish
Yeah, shows. I think 31 or 32, something okay. like that, somewhere in that range. But okay. yeah, it's kind of difficult because everything, yeah. my music ranges so much, but I would say probably The Cure and REM are probably the most, because when you look at it, it was, oh, what's your favorite artist? I usually say The Cure just because that's the easiest one, but that's one of many bands that I like.
Yeah.
I like Tom Petty, Prince, The Who. You know, any one of those could be my favorite artist at one time or another.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, too. I always, like, was thinking about this when I do my radio show. There are some bands that I really, really love, but for some reason, I sort of leave them out because I figure, well, if I know every single song by this band, everybody else does, too. You know, it's like, why would I put on The Clash? Because everybody knows every Clash song, you know, but that's, you know, sometimes not always the case. It kind of leads into the next question I have, and I'm maybe I know the answer from what you've already said, but do you spend time, you know, writing out a list of here are the segues I want to do this week, or do you kind of just start in with that first block and then kind of let it flow from there?
Yeah, it's just free flowing.
Yep.
I know a few things I want to say, like one time, okay, I want to plug the podcast here, or I want to plug, you know, the DJs on yep. the radio station here or whatever, and just kind of just let it flow. try and make it as natural as possible.
Yeah. I love that about it. I really do. And I think, you know, again, every time we do one of these Meet the DJ episodes. I feel like both of us, the DJ and myself, are both gushing about how great Suburbs Radio is. But that's a great example of why it's so great. And you get somebody like Bob Peterson, who we interviewed, who, as you know, he said, hey, I sit there and I plan everything out while I'm walking my dogs, and I know exactly, you know, what I want to do. I've got it all, the whole concept in my mind. And then you've got shows like Kevin's and mine where it's just, let's turn it on and we'll see what happens, you know, when we get there. And it really makes for a wonderful mix of different kind of shows on the radio station.
Yeah, I can't say that mine is anywhere near as free-flowing as yours.
Let's hope not. But, authorities might come and check on you, yeah.
but yeah, what I do try and kind of add some of that to it, to where I have a set playlist, but there are times when it's like, okay, this song just doesn't feel right. Maybe I should, you know, go in and see what else I might be able to put in that slot. And that's happened several times where it's like, you know, this one just, it's like this band I want to play and I really like them, but it's like they just don't fit in the theme for today. So let's try for next week. And that's somehow how I do it. It's like when I'm putting a playlist together, sometimes it starts with one song. I'm like, this is the song I want to play. And then I'll form everything around it.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love that. And that's how I used to try to make mixtapes too back in the day. It was like, all right, I'm going to put this song on side one for whatever reason. Could be any reason, but then everything else kind of goes from there, which is cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Live.
Yep. Actually, it's great. And I do much appreciate Mixcloud, folks. And I know I mentioned this on the other episodes, but you can go to mixcloud.com, just look for Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, search it in there, bookmark it. And then anytime you go back, all the shows, I think it takes a couple days, right, Kevin, for it to propagate there, but you can always catch the replay if you miss it live. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Just wait. By the time Friday rolls around, usually it'll be there. So if you can't listen to it live, definitely listen on Mixcloud.
Yep.
So, and, right now to let you know too, my show started off as a 60-minute show, and then intern Sam Lisker had a show after me.
That's right.
So I moved my show to 90 minutes. So right now I'm at 90 minutes, but I heard that Sam will be coming back and doing his show because he's been missing. I missed him too because I definitely enjoy listening to his show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I may be heading back to 60 minutes, so we'll just, you know, see how it goes.
Well, if you want any of my 4 hours that I feel like now is a lot, just let me know. I'd be happy to give you one of them on a temporary or permanent basis. You never know.
I would love to, but if my work schedule would allow, I'd be doing 4 hours 5 days a week.
I know. Same here. I probably would. Yeah. Yeah. I complain. I say I complain, but it's actually so much fun when you're actually doing it. It's like, I can't believe an hour's gone, or I can't believe it's 2 hours already. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Now, does your show have a regularly scheduled replay on the weekend, Kevin? Do you know?
Yes. It's on Sunday mornings.
Okay. Yeah. I was just trying to check.
I'm right before Gerald Chizinski's show, so it's like, I want to say like 7:30 or something like that.
It's early.
It's early.
Yep.
You know, all the live shows that are the new shows that are coming on Sunday morning, you can catch mine. It'll be a nice transition in.
Good warm up. Yeah, for sure. Or if you're just going to bed and you want to cap it off, depending on how your Saturday went. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Could be heading it straight into Sunday, right? I would just keep going.
One question I have, Kevin, to kind of, as we get near the end here, is Twitter. Is that the best place for people to follow you if they want to stay in touch with what you're doing on the radio show? I know you put your playlist there.
Yeah, definitely Twitter is the best place to catch me. I have a Facebook account that I use, but it's more Twitter. I'll have it there on Twitter.
And I really enjoy listening, looking at your album of the day picks too. And as a matter of fact, yesterday was John Prine's birthday, and I played a John Prine track, but I had forgotten about that album that of duets that he did, had all those country duets, and I saw it on your album of the day, and that reminded me of that record, and I totally went back and played it. And also earlier this summer, the first Kiss album was one of Kevin's picks, and I noted that. You can only like stuff once, but I tried to like it like 3 or 4 times, but it didn't work. So.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of classics, but I also try and listen to a lot of new music. Like this year, I've probably listened to the most new music. I've probably already listened to well over 50 or 60 new albums that came out this year.
Amazing. Isn't it amazing? Amazing. Yeah.
But for about the last 20 years or so, I mean, I had after I left Musicland, I definitely just kind of lost touch with new music. And this show, thankfully, has gotten me back into that. So listen to a lot of new music, a lot of great new bands. I try and feature those every now and again, too.
Well, Kevin Clement, you're a great man. Thank you so much. And I think, folks, you can tell just by talking to Kevin and anybody in our community, of course, who knows him from not only the Hootenanny, but Suburbs Fest and everything else that he does. It's just a wonderful, warm human being. So thank you so much for being a part of this this radio station and of course, a part of this community. And I think we both will want to thank Keith Jacobson, too, for all his work to get this started.
Yeah, more than definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always great to talk to the Cajun Music Man and you and your wife and wonderful family. We got to meet them at Suburbs Fest Chicago, so that was beautiful too. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, Kevin, thank you so much, folks. Once again, it's Miscellaneous Debris. It's Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you check it out every Tuesday. And if you can't make it through the whole thing or you're busy that night, make sure to go to Mixcloud and check it out. And I should mention, too, that we have dedicated apps now for the radio station. So you can go to either the iPhone or the Android platform, go to those various stores, download the free app. Thank you, Kevin Goff, for putting all that together. So amazing. And listen to it whenever you get a chance. It's great to put it on in the car or if you're taking a walk or walking the dogs. It's always great accompaniment. So, Kevin, thank you very much. And make sure to tune in. And this is Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. And with me has been
Kevin Clement.
Thank you, man. And we will talk to you soon. All right, well, Keith, thank you so much for taking time. Keith.